A week ago, the New England Patriots suffered their second loss of the season, but they easily rebounded to beat the San Francisco 49ers on the road last night, 30-17. It gives the Pats an AFC-leading 8 wins on the season. Quarterback Tom Brady says he's glad to be back on track.
It was tough conditions out there, but we hung in there. Fought it out, grinded it out pretty good. You know, our guys made some really great plays.
We turn now to Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots for ESPN Boston. Hi, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bob.
So let me ask, first of all, in the end, the Patriots, of course, came out on top and rather easily, but in the first half, both of the teams were struggling on offense and defense. There was heavy rain for much of the game. Does that explain the slow start, or was it something else?
Well, the conditions were a factor, Bob, for both teams, and the first thing Bill Belichick said was that it was good to not turn the ball over. So you almost got the feeling that they were playing it very, very safe in these conditions, almost playing not to make a mistake instead of playing to really aggressively win early in the game.
Overall, how did the Patriots' defense look? It's been the target of some criticism lately. How did they fare?
Up and down would probably be the best description, because you look at it and say they got some better pressure on the opposing quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, but there were points in the game when they simply couldn't stop the 49ers, who are not one of the better offensive teams in the league. Probably the best way to sum up the Patriots' defense right now is they are a unit in transition, still trying to find out what they do best, who they can count on, and they're doing it with the big picture in mind because they know they have to be better to reach their Super Bowl goals.
Is one of the big problems with the defense the secondary? Because Colin Kaepernick, the San Francisco quarterback, got a lot of good passes off.
He did. I don't think you could say specifically that it's just the secondary, because good team defense is a combination of pressuring the opposing quarterback with your defensive linemen and linebackers, and also combining that with tight coverage. And we've seen times where they've actually had tight coverage breaking up passes, and that the pressure isn't good, and other times where they've had the pressure, but the coverage isn't good. So the idea is to sync those up. They just need to do that a little more consistently.
It was a pretty emotional homecoming for quarterback Tom Brady, who grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area and was a big 49ers fan. He ended up passing for 280 yards and 4 touchdowns. He's having a great season.
He really is, Bob. And I didn't think this was his best game until late in the third quarter, when he really started to spread the ball around more. Initially, he was feeding Julian Edelman, his go-to receiver. It seemed like he was forcing the ball to him. And when he got more players involved, like Malcolm Mitchell, James White, Martellus Bennett, it seemed like the offense started to operate more smoothly. And his touchdown pass to Danny Amendola was a play that Bill Belichick said was tremendous. We don't hear Bill Belichick throw out compliments like that too much. Tom Brady's ability to spin in the pocket, keep his head up, and find Amendola in the end zone was probably the play of the game for the Patriots.
Beyond that, what was the best part of the game for the Patriots?
Well, the atmosphere. It's a great Patriot fan presence here. You looked in the stadium, and there were a lot of number 12 jerseys here, and there were times during the game where you heard the chant, Brady, Brady, Brady. It almost felt like a home game at times. And then at the end of the game, you know, we love to storytell. We love the homecoming story. There was a rainbow at the end of the game, and it was almost like this happy ending for Tom Brady. So I thought that sort of story that summed up the day for Tom Brady has to be told when you look at the way this day unfolded for the Patriots.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com and provides regular analysis for WBUR's Morning Edition. Mike, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.